Britain? What? What's that behind your back? Oh, it's India and a number of other countries. Give them back. Oh, all right. There's that one there. There's that one there. There's that one there. Falkland Islands. Oh, we need the Falkland Islands for strategic sheep purposes. Yeah. And then it was a case of no empire, no longer. But in America, it was different. The Founding Fathers landed in 16... They set off from Plymouth and landed in Plymouth. How lucky is that? This is Plymouth. We've just come from Plymouth. We've gone round a circle. Lads, back on the bus. They finally got there. They said, ah, this is where our God has brought us to. We can practice our religion here. We can raise a family. There's nobody here. Excuse me? There's nobody here. Yes, a land empty of human existence. Who the fuck are these guys? What's all this, please? No, we don't want any of your food, thank you very much. Just put some clothes on. Meanwhile, that winter... Excuse me, do you have any food? I love all this. Lovely idea. Yes, I'm sorry, we're a bit brusque when we first arrived. We didn't realise you owned the entire country. But you have no system of ownership. Interesting. Maybe that can come in useful later. Food, thank you very much. Very nice. Yes, there's more of us coming, but we all keep our promises. So the American government lied to the Native Americans for many, many years. And then President Clinton lied about a relationship, and everyone was surprised. A little naive, I feel. Everyone fucking lies. When we were kids, we lied our heads off. I didn't do it. I was dead at the time. I was on the moon with Steve. And your dad's going, I haven't even accused you of anything yet. Oh, all right. What's the question? What? Did you brush your teeth? No. Yes. What's correct? Yeah. I was dead at the time. Then when you're more mature, you do start telling the truth in odd situations. I'm sorry, I've broken a glass. I've broken this. Is that an expense? I've pay for that. I'm sorry. And you do that so that people in the room might go, what a strong personality that person has. I like to have sex with people with strong personalities. And I broke other things. I've smashed that and that's gone. And I've just thrown the cat out the window. And ooh, yeah. So, you know, perjury. If you commit perjury, I don't care. Don't give a shit. I don't think you should, because you grade murder. You have murder one, murder two. You realise that there can be a difference in the level of murder. So there must be a difference in the level of perjury. Perjury one is when you're saying there's no Holocaust when, you know, 10 million people have died in it. And perjury nine is when you said you shagged someone when you didn't. You know, it's... Swingers. So, yeah, so it was, so in America, the Native American situation and with slavery didn't do very well. And in Europe now, we've got a new thing, the European Union. 500 million people, 200 languages. No one's got a clue what they're saying to each other. But it's the cutting edge of politics in a very extraordinarily boring way. Because we've got 15 different countries in the European Union at the moment, and trying to get them to decide anything is a little bit... back up. You're with him? For 18 years, we had a government in Britain who was a right-wing government, and their policy towards Europe was one of... No, I can't... Now we've got a government whose policy is much more bonjour, hola, tac, da, bang, 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 cha. Britain needs to be in the driving seat of Europe, in the driving seat, or in the passenger seat. That's pretty good, you know, because then you can take a sleep for a bit. Are we there yet? You know. At the moment, Britain isn't even in the European car. We're outside the car, at the traffic lights, going, we're going to clean your windows, all right. Yes. And we had the pagans in Britain. Because you didn't really have the pagans here. You had the Native Americans, and it was much more of a warrior, aboriginal-type existence. And we had the pagans. They were into sex, death, and religion in an interesting nighttime telly type of way. And we had the Druids. Long white robes, long white beards, early transvestites, didn't get their shaving together. And they built Stonehenge, one of the biggest henges in the world. No one's built a henge like that ever since. No one knows what the fuck a henge is. Before Stonehenge, there was Woodhenge and Strawhenge. But a big bad wolf came and blew them down. And three little piggies were relocated to the projects. But they built Stonehenge. And it's built in an area called Salisbury Plain in the south of England. And the area of Salisbury Plain where they built it is very... Because that's good, you know, it's a mystical thing. Build it in a mystical area. You don't want to build it in an area that's... There you build Trump Tower. But yeah, so they built it there, and the stones are 50 foot high, 30 foot long, 20 foot deep, and other measurements as well. And the stones are not from round there. That's the amazing thing. I mean, remember, this is BC... This is before the BC AD changeover, when everyone was going... You didn't have to wind your watch back, you had to get a new bloody watch. Well, it's AD, is it now? Fuck it, oh, man. And the Muslim people going, AD, who's he? Yes, good laughter. So yeah, the stones are from 200 miles away in Wales. So these guys in Wales were obviously carving the rocks out of the very living mountain. You know, fantastic, building a henge, are we? That's a fantastic idea. It's a marvellous religion the Druids have got. Yes, a lot of white clothing, I like that. There we go. And they smash out a huge stone, and then they put tree trunks down to roll it along on. All right, walk it along. Here we go. Help you push them along. All right, it's not far, is it? And the Druid's going, heave, everyone, heave. Well done, everyone. You're doing very well. You'll love it when you see it. I've seen some of the drawings already. It's very special. After 200 miles, you fucking bastards, you never told us 200 miles. 200 miles in this day and age, I don't even know where I live now. I wish the Christians would hurry up and get here. And they set all the stones up, and the Druid's still there tinkering around, going, no, that stone and this one, can we swap them round? So that was the pagans. And then the Romans came along with their gods that they'd borrowed from the Greeks. They invaded Greece and conquered them and stole all their gods and renamed them with Roman names. Because the Roman gods before that were kind of crap. You know, Jeff, the god of biscuits. And Simon, the god of hairdos. And, you know, they had the god of war, the god of thunder, the god of running around and jumping and stuff. And... Oh, let's get some of those. Thank God they've got some gods, because we had these crap gods. Yes, the Emperor Fabulous put that into operation, and there should have been an Emperor Fabulous, shouldn't there? I am the Emperor Fabulous. Oh, yes, so you are. Yes. And my son, Fabulous the Second. And him, really, really interesting guy. So, yeah, and the Greeks, the Romans, they went Christian, and then we had Christianity for about 1,500 years. You know, Catholicism, we believed in the teachings of Cathol and everything he stood for. Then Henry VIII came along. Henry VIII, the big hairy king, he said to the Pope, the head of the Catholic Church, Mr. Pope, I'm going to marry my first wife, and then I'm going to divorce her. Now, I know what you're going to say, but stick with me, my story gets better. I'm going to marry my second wife, and then I'm going to kill her, cut her head off. Not expecting that, are you? Third wife, going to shoot her. Fourth wife, put her in a bag. Fifth wife, into outer space. Sixth wife, on a rotisserie mat. Seventh wife, made out of jam. Eighth wife. And the Pope's going, you crazy bugger, you can't do all this. What are you, a Mormon? You can't marry all these people. It's illegal. You can't do all this. I'm the Pope, I'm head of the church. I have to keep up... What have you been reading? The Gospel according to St. Bastard? So Henry VIII, who was Sean Connery for this film. Well, then I will set up a new religion in this country. I will set up the religion, the psychotic bastard religion. And an advisor said, why not call it Church of England? So it's Church of England, that's a much better. Even though I am Scottish myself. So they did. That's the birth of Church of England, the birth of the Anglican Church. Disgusting, eh? That's no basis to start a religion on. Nothing to do with the Protestant Church. I mean, Henry just shagged and killed a lot of women and then stole all the money off the monasteries. You know, rape, pillage, rape and pillage, that is. The Protestant faith was different. That started, probably around a similar time, but that was about Martin Luther, this German.